In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 24th day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my fathers, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, St. Mary's ascetic, the shut-in departed. Her parents were among the wealthy and noble people of Alexandria. Several of the sons of the great men in the city asked to marry her, but she declined. When her parents departed, she distributed all that they left among the poor, keeping just a modest part for herself. Then she joined a convent near the city of Alexandria and wore the monastic garb. She exerted herself in worship for 15 years, then she put on the holy scheme and put on a garb made of hair. After she took the permission of the abbess, she shut herself in her cell, closed the door, and opened a small window in it to receive her provisions. She spent 22 years in this cell, fasting 2 days at a time. During the holy 40 days fast, she fasted for 3 days and then broke her fast on some pulses, monstrance, hair with water. On the 11th day of the month of Tuba, she asked for a little for the holy water. She washed her hands and feet. Then she received the Holy Communion and drank from the holy water. She became sick and stayed in her bed until the 21st of Tuba. When she received the holy mysteries once more, she called upon the abbess and all the elder and the sister, bade them farewell, and she asked them to visit her after 3 days. On the 24th day of Tuba, they visited her and found that she had departed in peace. They carried her to the church, and after praying over her, they placed her with the bodies of the virgin saints. Her prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also Saint Bisada was martyred. His father was from Ilkasa, and his mother, who was the daughter of one of the pagan priests, was from Ihrit. She was a believer in the Lord Christ when the son of pagan priest asked her to marry him. She took flight to Ilkasa, where she married a farmer, and God gave her a son who she called Bisaji. They brought him up in the fear of the Lord and in the keeping of his commandments. When Saint Bisada was 20 years old, his father departed and left him a great wealth. Saint Bisada increased in the deeds of charity and righteousness. When Emperor Diocletian issued his decree of worshipping the idols, the saint hid himself in his home and continued to worship God. A voice came to him from heaven saying, "Why are you delaying?" Immediately he rushed to the governor and confessed his faith, saying, "I am a Christian." The governor ordered him to be tortured by beating with whips, hitting his head with pins, pulling out his nails, and dipping his fingers in vinegar and lime. He endured the torture for several days with great patience, and the Lord Christ healed all the wounds. That Bisada performed several miracles, and the governor became weary of torturing him. He chained him and sent him to the governor of Fayum. There Saint Bisada raised the child from the dead. A large stone had fallen on the child while standing beside a wall. The bishop of the city of El Fayum heard about Saint Bisada, brought him and ordained him a priest. Then he went back to appear before the governor of El Fayum, who tortured him. Then sent him to Alexandria, where he received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius al-Akfasi, who wrote the biographies of saints, took his body and gave it to his mother, who was present. She returned with the body to her hometown, Ihrit, and all the people of the town received the body of the Bisada with joy and buried him with great honor. They built a church after his name, and the Lord performed many miracles throughout his body. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.